Kotoku fuck a papa hip hop teenage. Started out from the whole harness of the way it is. Bored by the bum nut shit because I ain't one. Himaldi a hoe, but I got roots in Europe too. Told you all on hardcore and from anyway. Catch up. The message, Panic Rock, you know, and back in the day, rappers delighted still the shit. Miley and Herb, the Gil Scott, and LKJ. Checking out the stores, I found a Malcolm tape. Spread the word I was DJing back when. Important sounds because no one had them. Always been inquisitive, like getting to the cause. So that shit about bangs will never stop. So calling Himaldi Outlaws was a joke. The autobiography got me motivated, then seized the time was the bomb too. The NZ wasn't just looking at shit here. Relating out of nationally to happening things and times, you know, anyhow. Started rhyming in my head, it would beat some anywhere. But a DR220 was the first beatbox I used. Next to come was a TR505, and with the Poly 800, we got it down. Singing loud with a drum kit at the pad, yeah, that was some roots, y'all. Conscious lyrics to the fore, cause I've been wiser. By myself and the shit I heard, you know. Still a breaker, cause I wasn't never a faker. Juice group breakers, the Twilight Truth to Scott Pop Bloods, 1984 Bopper Limits, but we were body popping and breaking. But it died in the streets. Yeah, the pigs were bugging, but they ain't eating nothing. I remember breaking a man's mold still. Homies be talking like, too old for that shit, and losing it. Later in 88, when they thought breaking was dead, I did the win on a video for Air 2 to show Scott for them. I knew what I was doing back when they was in the hip hop scene, only to look good. The scar for them dogs on the street on the Woburn Overbridge. Yeah, tagging and doing burners. Hip hop don't stop. It was at the Green Door, though, that I cooked my first rhyme in public. After that, I got hooked up with the 808, the 909, a Casio. Up a Hurt Posse, in effect. The MC500 hooking some beats and grooves up, too. Dropping vinyl videos started back then. Hooked up with the Nation and made Solidarity. 1994, I come on a dare, yeah. The white man, the devil, and all that shit. Don't step bullshit media come against UHP. But you see, we still be, as we always have been. No smiling for no dollars. Gear Car Productions come with the word, sound, and hook up the 16 plus, loud some shit with the SR16, SP1200. So yeah, fuck 'em all your knowledge. Ain't shit changed, and I'm still about rearranging.